कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव. I'm a little glad about the coronavirus. Now stop there, because this is rant time here on, what's it called? Cock and Bull, Yusubi Cyrus says. I'll explain what I'm trying to say. It's not an insensitive comment. There's a little piece of happy news. A friend of mine, I won't take his name, Jagat, he came and told me, I don't want to shake your hand anymore because I don't shake hands. I just put my hand out like that. I said, what happened? He said, no, I just don't, because after this coronavirus, I just avoid contact as much as possible. Don't take it badly. I'm not shaking anybody's hand. And I thought about it. It's not the worst thing in the world. Indians touch too much. We have no sense of proximity. I'm okay with this. On many levels, I feel this is almost like you look at this as, you know, as a pot of gold on the rainbow. And I, for me, it's great. I think we should embrace this. Do not touch from now on. A, because of the virus and other viruses. And B, because we always touch. You know, Indians never realize they're touching when they're walking because we're so crowded, right? So when you're walking on the street or something, somebody brushes, they don't look back also. Well, a Westerner would be like, oh, I'm so sorry or whatever. Because for them, touch is very rare. Right. And mostly, police complaint will be filed in 1 second. But here, it's just a par for the course. So I think, in a sense, not to be insensitive, coronavirus is teaching us something good here, which is do not touch. Not that we should be untouchables, but don't touch, which is different from untouchable. It's called cock and bull. We'll be right back. All right, cock and bull. And we had a small break there, but we want to talk about this. I know it sounds like a light topic, and I'm being a little facetious, if that's the right word. But, you know, we do touch too much.
We do.
And I don't know how to stop that without insulting people sometimes. Do you realize we poke while talking and all? No other culture does that, really.
I've had, it's not just touch, it's like hug. Everything is a fucking hug.
And holding hug. No. Sometimes they don't even let go of the hug.
I've had, I hope it wasn't you, but I don't think it was you. But
Now it's late in the setup.
I'm just saying, I've had at the end of job interviews, people say, hug me to thank me.
Oh.
And I'm just like, okay, dude, that's probably not the time.
Wait, that was me. No, it wasn't.
Okay, all right, yeah. So it's happened 3 times.
Oh, okay, right? Wow.
Did they get the job?
No, so it was always at the point of making an offer at that point. After that, right? Right. I mean, that's when this would happen, right? So every time it was that. I just don't understand this. I really don't. And I mean, like, you know, I'm not...
But if you look at the Indian culture from the point of view of touching your senior's feet, why do you have to touch? Because, you know, the feet are dirty as part of the body in many cases, and you're going and touching them.
Well,
so from a logistical...
Show of humility.
No, humility can be done also without touching the feet. No? You could bow down to them. Yeah. I'm not against all that. I'm saying you do whatever you have
we
to
do.
We
don't touch feet, right? In
that's
family.
Because of
really?
Parents.
I've been touching feet.
Amit, I know what he's saying. No. Most seniors now tell you not to do it at that half. So it's an understood gesture, right? Uh-huh. You half bend and they half tell you not to, but you made the attempt and they made the
right.
That is Indian culture to 2020.
In my family, we don't touch feet.
What do you do?
What you do is you fold your hands, you bow down.
That's Japanese.
And basically you bow down like 90 degrees, right? Oh. And then the person does like on your back, right? So they will give you ashirwad on your back. So
on your back?
So you...
Are they standing behind you or in front of you?
In front of you.
Because the Kama Sutra clearly points out, which is a more provocative position.
Okay, so we're talking about our grandparents.
Stop that!
That's what I'm saying.
How dare you? You want a sponsor? Who the hell is going to sponsor? Oh, God.
So
they pat the back.
Oh, yeah.
There's contact.
Huh? Well, there is contact, but at least it's on
the
shirt.
On the shirt. I don't know. Let me check with the doctor. Dr. Silvery, through the linen... Do you get the virus? No. Mostly they say eyes, mouth, and ears, firstly.
It's orifice. Fluid exchange.
Fluid exchange to an orifice. Yeah. It has to go in.
It has to go in. There is fluid exchange necessary.
Right. Shreyas, you wander around the country a lot, singing songs and, you know, doing comedy.
Yeah.
And when you finish a show, do you shake hands?
I think
you know, the audience comes and you put your hand out and 10-15 guys shake your hand?
No, that doesn't happen with me usually. Usually people don't want to meet me after the show. No one's trying to shake my hand at all.
Hey, we are only 7.
But okay, this might be off topic, but when it comes to a hug, and if it's with an acquaintance, at what point is it permissible? to hug an acquaintance.
It's permissible in I think it's not impermissible. With an acquaintance, it's permissible. The context matters in terms of how you're meeting people.
Right.
If I don't know you very well, you shouldn't be hugging.
Yeah, listen,
if you're meeting in a professional context,
if people
context,
know each other well enough, I don't give a damn what they do, because that's affection.
Right.
If your uncle hugs you, he's your uncle.
Right.
If he's your uncle who was your auntie, it's a very complicated thing.
I mean, still, that's fine only.
That's fine. But we're talking about like his guy coming for the job, or someone on the road, or some acquaintance who's very far off acquaintance.
Right.
You know, coming, hey, brocha, where are you, man? What's going on? You know, sometimes it's over love.
Yeah.
It normally happens with Daru. With Daru, the over love happens.
So I'm very forgiving with Daru.
Yeah. Because you start hugging yourself, Amit Doshi.
I'm still not out.
In my family, you bend over and I pat your back. Sweetie, bend more.
No, I'm not a hugger even when I'm drunk. But I'm much more forgiving of it when I'm drunk, right? Or when people are drinking.
Okay, let's cut to the chase here for a second. Coronavirus, this thing, everybody's sending this message around saying how you can get it, etc. Should we be worried or are we being paranoid?
Oh, yeah, good God, yes.
Are you using sanitizer? Because somebody called me up and said, are you, please buy sanitizer for your children.
Clean, no. Be careful, be neat. Don't travel more than you need to travel. But I mean, like, to ignore this would be moronic at this point. We know what's in front of us. We know that the two places in the world which are most likely to lie about having this disease and have problems with disease
are
China and India.
Right. And North Korea is third. But they've cured everyone with gunshots.
I read that experts say that 40 to 70% of the population in the coming year will end up having coronavirus.
I don't care about the percentage that has a coronavirus. I care about the mortality rate, which we don't know yet. Because China has been obtuse with what kind of death rates that they have seen. There are public numbers out there which you're seeing where China's putting out a number of...
To give them credit, they need time to fudge the information. You know, you can't just expect people like that.
That is true. But they're saying 2,700, and there are public reports out there which are saying that over 100,000 people.
Wow.
That's a big difference.
But that's deaths or infected?
Deaths. Wow. Infected, we'll never know. Infected is a ridiculous figure.
So we're talking about like number manipulation at a whole different degree. Right? So we're talking about the difference between a 1% mortality rate, which is still freaking high, and a 25, 30, 40% mortality rate,
which is slightly higher.
Pandemic.
Right. Yeah, I can tell you that, maths wise. 25, 1, little more.
Do you think dying of an epidemic is a better way of the world ending than it being from like a World War III?
I just don't want to die of Netflix.
I don't want
to watch too much of it.
Why should the world die, man? I mean, like, I like this place.
For a comedian, Shreyas, you're very positive. Radiant joy comes out of his soul. Unbelievable.
Should we
block the world or should we die of a mosquito? What's the decision? Yeah. All right. Well, this wasn't even topic time. Topic time hasn't started. So, Shreya, Silvery, actually.
Yes.
First, introduce Shreyas, a resident comedian who's joined us on Cock and Bull. He'll be working on an Amazon show soon and will be having his own special on many different platforms.
Nice.
That's right.
Yeah. And we have so many corona related ideas, actually. I'm very excited too.
We
shouldn't give
it
away.
Is your gift to the audience?
Yeah.
All right, Silvery, what's up first?
So last week we had an AMA question, I don't know if you remember, about a guy, a thief who broke into a house in Malabar Hill, saw two champagne bottles and passed them on the sofa. So a similar story comes out from Karnataka, where a thief broke into a house and got caught taking a nap on the couch. That's ridiculous.
So basically Malabar Hill is champagne and Karnataka is
just lazy.
Oh, they've got good mattresses.
That's what's happening.
I work for a brand there. That's good stuff. I think this is also to do with the fact that people work long hours, even our criminals. And when you overwork, it's why in the West they say 8 hours for the driver and then he has to stop. Don't take a chance to fall asleep on the wheel. This guy's been robbing, he's been researching, he's been doing his vetting of places. Then he comes in and then he's tired. He sees a girl. Can you blame him?
No.
Who hasn't, when you get into a car and you're feeling sleepy, if you can slip the seat back and just catch a 40 winks? We all do it, right?
I don't
blame him for feeling tired. It's stupid. Stupid idea, because he will get caught, etc. But
I think we need more humane conditions for robbers working out there. Like hours they're working are crazy.
Don't make fun of all this, because ultimately labor law should apply to everyone. It is labor. It's wrong. Illegal labor, but it's labor. What are we doing?
You know, I just say this, right? A very interesting study I read recently. There's this... So there's this constant podcast host which sponsors all these podcasts internationally but doesn't sponsor anything in India, called Ring. Ring is a doorbell. Okay, so it's an electronic doorbell.
Right.
So they do a lot of studying around your basic, like, you know, crime and stuff like that. Because what it is that somebody rings the bell, you can look on your phone wherever you are and you can decide whether to let them in or not, right? So I read a study about them that most successful thefts happen in banker's hours.
Yeah.
Nothing happens at night. It all happens during the day.
Why work nights?
Yeah, no, because that's when
Uber is more expensive. Let me just think about it.
That's when the banks are open.
No, well, no. Exactly. I mean,
people are
away
at work.
Robberies.
People
home
are away at work. So day robberies.
Yeah. Correct.
Silvery, when you play this tape back and listen to everything, day robbery is more prevalent in what he's saying than night robbery. But having said that, I just think that we have to be kind to these guys because I think it's a difficult job.
No, but they've
got a case to joint, as they say in America. Yeah,
they have the right working hours. They're working in the day.
They are working the day, but they are also doing pre-prod and all. You just think he just walks in, he passes the watchman, he says, Tiwari ji, kaise ho? And then he goes to the lift, presses, Vijay Sharma opens the door, she says, take what you want, leave my Pomeranian, his name is Biscuit. And you know, I mean, it's more to it than that. Yeah, it's sure a lot of hard work.
Wait, so did
have
this
you ever
person,
robbed anything, Shreyas?
I haven't, but I plan on doing so.
Oh, very soon. Even one joke?
One joke? No, no.
Not
no.
One gag?
No.
You'll never succeed. There's no future. Have you robbed, Silvery?
Robbed? I'm sure, like, yeah. I've
An act of criminal robbing.
Okay,
you know, you've
this
robbed.
It's gonna make me sound like an asshole.
No, it's fine.
But I took a couple of Domino's pizzas as a kid from the back of a Domino's scooter guy.
That's robbery.
Yeah, that's proper legit robbery.
So the guy was
sorry,
off
pizza
the scooter. He was off the scooter. He wasn't there.
No, no. He had parked outside the building, I think. I lose you remember this. I parked outside the building.
And
he went into the building to deliver
check.
The pizza. Yeah. And some friend of mine had told me that these guys don't lock their
he
containers.
He must have worked in Domino's, wow.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. They don't lock their containers. So I'm like, okay, let's give it a shot. So I went.
Was it cheeseburgers?
I don't remember. I think it was some veg pizza, but I was just so happy with free pizza. I'm like, yes, free pizza. And I ate
did
it.
You take the extras as well? All the sachets and all?
It was there with the pizza.
Wow.
But do you think the joy of consuming something that's stolen is so much better than the joy of
He's like a predator. He's killed his own animal and he's going to eat it. Veg to boot. Just saving the environment. But what about that poor guy? So they cut it from his salary?
Again, I had been told that it doesn't cut from the salary, but hopefully...
The
guy will just call up the company and say, hey man, someone just stole it from my this thing, and I'll need.
No, the buck has to stop somewhere.
I was blissfully
unaware. Enjoy lovely paradise that Domino's is. That you can boss today, man. Chori ho gaya. Kya karu? Sirf 900 rupees ki baat hai. I'm sure you'll find a way to mend it.
Yeah.
Did you feel bad?
Sorry, I felt terrible. But
sure.
I enjoyed
have
my pizza.
Have you paid Domino's back? Have you paid for two extra cheese pizzas?
No, you don't need to pay Domino's back.
The guy.
I know.
Who probably lost his job.
Like, so two pizzas, you took them home.
No, it was one pizza.
Let's trace
and,
it.
And I just ate it.
You just the whole thing?
I mean, I was with a friend. Well, and he ate
now
it
now that he's stolen it, does that really matter? He plants it into the soil and builds pizza trees. Who gives a fuck? He's stolen it, man. Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's a sad, sad story. And somewhere that poor guy then he loses his job, he becomes a drunkard, he goes to Bangalore, he tries to rob a house, he's sleepy and tired, and he's caught by the police sleeping on a sofa, and all started with you and your chorifying.
He started it all.
Yeah.
Do you also think criminals are getting way too comfortable with doing crimes now with what the state is doing? They are just normalizing crime and violence in such a way that someone robbing is like, okay, this is not a big
deal.
If
crime becomes an epidemic like the coronavirus, then it's a statement about society.
Yeah.
Which means the haves and the have-nots are going out of control, and that people are frustrated, and you know, the disparity is the biggest problem always.
Yeah.
I think for anything.
Yeah.
More
I
than
disagree.
Inflation.
Yeah.
I've always disagreed with that.
I worry so much about the way the classes live side by side.
Yeah.
You know, you with your fancy lifestyle. Right. And you don't have to be rich. It's just your lifestyle is fancier.
Right.
You don't have to have lots of money for that. And people have a very different lifestyle from you. Homogeneous society like Australia has less chance of perhaps less crime. Scandinavia, those kind of places. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I disagree with that. My thinking around
okay,
that...
Okay, it's my show. Cut his mic.
The way I would look
so
at
you're
it...
you're saying disparity plays no part?
No, so I'm not saying no part. Right? But I think that disparity is not the important thing. What is the...
Inflation. Affordability.
Affordability. What is the base level of income, right?
Mm.
That's the more important thing.
What are the base... structures you can get
so
in
I
your
think
income.
Inequality is something that's worth looking at when you're at the stage of an economy like Scandinavian economies or maybe the US economy. At that point, you start looking at inequality a little more seriously. For where India's economy is right now, we don't look at inequality.
We will never have an economy then. We will never have a homogeneous economy. It's not possible.
No, but first,
we will always have disparity.
So the point is first build
now
growth,
I'm worried
right?
that people are putting off our podcast.
Bring out
most serious podcast ever. I'm telling you about how not only are you poor, but people below you are even more poor and you're not sensitive enough.
That is true. No, but you want growth, right? You want income growth. You want the most
so why do you turn to crime? That's the question.
Well, look, I lack morality in serious ways, but I mean, like, that's the only reason for that.
Jesus Christ. Everybody's a bloody comedian. Can't get one guy who wants a straight fucking answer. Shiraz, we don't need you anymore. Just get anybody from outside. So why do societies turn to crime? If he's saying there's an epidemic, why would it be?
But do you think...
Sorry. I don't know that there is an epidemic.
No, if there was, why would it be?
But I don't know that there is an epidemic. The society is large...
Just take the theory forward. What would be the reason?
But I disagree with the fundamental basis of the theory.
You're saying it doesn't happen anymore.
No, I'm saying that we are not in that position today, or we have not been in that position for the last this year. There is a difference between information dissymmetry and seeing how crime is increased. We know more about every crime that occurs. That makes us feel like there is more crime occurring.
But on crime is much more.
It is empirically true that the world has never been safer. There is no doubt about this in any way whatsoever.
This man is a Republican. That's all I can tell you. Okay. He's a card-carrying member of the Republican Party of the United States of bloody America.
I am not. I am actually a registered Democrat.
You're a registered Democrat?
I am a registered Democrat.
But then you can't vote here. Because you've got no Democrat here.
All right, I'm going to stop boring.
Yeah, let's wind. Boring answer ever.
No, I think let's stick on this. I think this is very interesting.
Do you want to kill me?
Yeah, no.
Let's shake hands. I'll go on.
I think even if crime has gone down today, I think what has happened to violence is that it has just gotten more dignified. Poverty is a way of violence.
So you deny his point about the fact that the information that is being passed on, which opens your eyes to more crime, which was always there. Or rather, there's no more or less. It's always there. We can see it more.
Yeah, no, there is less. There is no doubt.
You're saying it's less.
It's so much less, it's not even funny. In the 21st century, that is the 2000s onwards, right?
Yeah.
The mortality, and the 1900s, this is also true for, even though 1900s had some
when
of the biggest wars
started,
ever.
Yeah. Right.
Right, you had World War II, you had World War I, right, where two of the biggest, most mass casualty wars ever.
Right.
It was still the safest century that we have ever seen from a mortality through violence rate. Okay, it used to be that one out of, I think it was 7 people or 9 people in the 18th century would die from unnatural causes or violence of some form. In the 20th century, that number became 1 out of 100 or something like that.
Right.
In the 21st century, that number is 1 out of like 2,000 or something like that. So,
That's terrible figures. We need more to go. We can't live with this kind of maths.
These are people who are dying from violence, specifically. Just death. Right. Violence, right?
Right. Your is this
life
violence
is unnaturally self...
Could this violence be self-inflicted after listening to Christina Aguilera, or that's just me?
Well, I think is part of the... That's one of the driving forces.
Also, do you think there can be income growth without the resources being taken away from those...
Can you take your income growth and shove it up your ass outside? I want to get on with my show.
It's not about income growth, though. It's not about income growth. It's about bringing the bottom higher.
Okay.
That's the most important thing, because people who are making
a comment we can raise up doors to.
From a purely practical perspective, if you are making 15,000 rupees a month, okay, making an extra 2,500 means a lot to you.
Yeah.
If you are making 1 lakh a month, making an extra 2,500 means nothing to you.
Okay. So we are making nothing at the moment, but we have to take a break.
Okay.
So that we make some money. Sure, we'll come back.
Sure.
And you guys explain this to each other properly so that when we come back, we never hear of it again. All right. Lots of fun when we come back, I think. Welcome back, and they're still going on in the background. You might hear them arguing. Shreyas and Amit Doshi, the banker, tells the wanker, and there's some consensus here. But me and Silvery, men of art, men of perspective, we're not interested in all this. Yeah. We think there's just too much crime. 1 out of 2,000 dying out of violence is too little.
Yeah.
What has Hindi films taught us as a society? That's the end of the picture. Amitabh Bachchan has killed 98 people, and only 4 are innocent. Yeah.
That's why we need Thanos from Avengers.
The references should be more Thanos. I'm sorry, Amit Doshi, you understand Amitabh Bachchan. In some other show, you mentioned Mukadar Ka Sikandar. And Mr. Nathwar Lal. I understand what you're saying.
No, I've heard of Amitabh. He's Abhishek's father, right?
That's right.
He's an old grandfather.
You want to hear from income point of view? So Amitabh Bachchan makes it. Next topic, please.
Okay. Next one is a Polish woman, 25 years old, goes blind after getting her eyelids dyed black. Now, the weird thing about this story is that...
Oh, God, I thought it was a joke set up.
No, I'm so sorry.
I apologize.
Okay.
You saw the word Polish and I really apologize.
So this 25-year-old Polish model, she goes to the tattooist.
Oh, God, it's a true story.
Yeah, she goes to the tattooist to tell him to tattoo her, basically, the whites of her eyes black.
Okay. But how is that?
No, apparently that can be done. There's a rapper called Popek
base science on rappers.
That's what she did.
That's your quote line. You can't base science on rappers.
Is this a true story?
This is a true story. Yeah, this is actually happened.
And she lost her sight.
She lost eyesight in her right eye, and the doctor said there's nothing that can be done. It's too far gone. You will lose eyesight in your left eye as well. So she'll go completely blind.
Oh my God. Like she has a tattoo, but from inside she can see blind.
All right, stop it.
Who is being sued? The tattooist is being sued for going ahead with the.
Well, he has to take some culpability. Yeah. What do you mean? But tomorrow I go to a surgeon who kills me.
Both should be held responsible.
She's being punished enough. She's being punished enough.
Okay, she's
in a sense. Well done, Shreyas.
Who's suing her?
Daniel come to judgment.
She and her lawyers are suing.
Okay, tattooist should be sued.
Hey, bro, she should sue. What the hell?
No, tattooist should be sued by the government for sure, right? Because he should not be undertaking something of this nature.
He faces 3 years in prison.
Yeah. There is some sense of personal responsibility, no? Yeah. You go to somebody and say, well, I guess you're not allowed to tell somebody, shoot me, right?
That's true.
So I guess.
I had a girlfriend who once said, will you tattoo, a very, very sensitive part of my body? I refused. Because I've always felt that my fingers are meant for other things.
Also, you're not a tattooist.
I'm not a tattooist. Yeah. I can't wear the. I don't like chains. I'll be thrown out of the West Indies. I'll be the only guy, walking around without any bling. Anyway, Indians and bling don't always work,
It just looks.
Because certain guys can carry it off and certain guys can't, so I don't even try. Yeah.
Thank God my piercing has dropped off for this episode.
Oh, you took off your piercing?
And it came off, and then it was.
By the way, for those who don't know, Shreyas had a nose ring.
Yeah.
Like Meenakshi Seshadri in a film which I can't remember. But
Hero,
was it? Yeah, and now why is it off?
It's. I tried to change it into something else, and then the hole just filled, and I couldn't.
It filled. Oh God, this tattoo story is getting worse.
My nose is like a lizard.
The cut hole heals.
Yeah.
They
oh my God! So if you take it out, you have to go back again.
Yeah.
And get it cut again.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it here now, and maybe.
He's pointing to his second nostril. There are only two. There's holes everywhere. Yeah. If you go for a bath, there'll be water spilling out of your body.
This is everything, right? If you get your ear pierced and then you don't wear an earring, it heals.
But I feel that's good.
Why do they do this to themselves? Why do you do this? Tell me what the lure is.
I just wanted to accessorize my face, like have something on my face. And I like the idea that it's not permanent, it can fill
up. Thinking ahead that you'll be able to get sponsorship on those areas or something?
Yeah. That's
you'll be like one of those.
Like an IVM podcast logo here.
Stars who, every inch is taken care of. Forehead sponsored by, I don't know, KS, condoms, whatever,
No, I think I just wanted a change. Like, I was like, I'm tired of this. I just want
what
something
What does the girlfriend
different.
Say?
Oh, she. It was her idea only, honestly.
You got to think about this relationship. Yeah. They can't test you on so many levels. It's okay when they ask you, how was your day? And you have to settle the whole thing and tell them the lament of your life. But
And can I say something?
Yeah, please, screw up.
I think a love, like there has been a change in our dynamic ever since the piercing has gone.
As in you are below?
No. Yeah, she thinks, she's like, man.
She's the alpha now.
I miss. No. She misses me with the piercing. She thinks of me as a different. I don't understand.
She wanted
why.
A kid sister of her own. You have plaits in your hand. She'll be braiding them. Oh my God! She'll be clenching your arms. Oops, it gets worse.
That sounds nice. Actually,
they will remove your appendage, and they will insert another area there. And you will. You're giving up your gender. Talk about disparity. Is this what you want? Fight, man, fight!
I should fight? Should
no, don't fight. Yeah. Just accept your fate, man. It's not worth the fight. Just do what she says. Trust me. 20 years of bliss. Say yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I mean, if it's a man.
Right.
All
right.
So do you guys have like a... What's the craziest part of your body you would get a tattoo at?
I think you
I'm scared
never
of getting
get
cut, man. I don't, it's not my thing. But if I had to tattoo, I would tattoo my back or something. But I think there'd be less
What
pain
would you get?
Oh, I would do something cliche like my kids' name so I don't have to see them. This is my back. how are your kids, you mean? What about you, Amit?
I'm not doing a tattoo, man. I just am not.
I'm just thinking of me and Amit going sunbathing. Tattoos all over. We're just the wrong guys.
Why? I've never understood it, right? I know that people do this shit, but I mean, I've just never understood it.
I mean, it just works with some people. They look cool with it. Yeah. Some people just won't work.
No, but I mean, like, it hurts, man. I mean, like, this shit's not. Nothing. It hurts a lot.
It does. Yeah.
It hurts for 4 minutes. I think it's completely.
Well, not in the case of the Polish girl. Huh? We don't laugh. That's
how
mean.
Does it hurt I for 4 minutes? Again. It takes like hours to do these things, right?
Yeah. No. So he's saying post it, so that it does hurt, depending on how big the tattoo is and all that. But after that, a few minutes and then it's done. It heals and then it's done, right?
Once it heals.
So it's like
but
your
you
first
have to
relationship.
Spend like the first hour while you're in pain under a chair.
But
right?
It's 1 hour.
Yeah, but I mean, like, why would I do that
depends.
To myself?
But again, it depends on the size of the tattoo also.
I had a girl who had a whole Chinese menu on her left thigh. I mean, she's just written a whole thesis.
I've seen people
I
like
know,
that.
Because they've got these adages and all which take a long time to write. They're like 8-10 lines of writing in Mandarin.
Did she speak Chinese?
No, but she explained what it meant. Okay. So, she liked that saying. A lot of people have Sanskrit. They don't speak Sanskrit. They're not card-carrying members of the RSS yet. This guy you met in Portugal who plays football for FC.
So Sanskrit is a big thing, right?
So Sanskrit is big. So Mandarin is big.
I remember when I was in college that
Persian
time.
Persian is big.
The biggest thing, this was 20 years ago, right? But 20 years ago, the biggest thing was African tribal signs.
There you go. Right? Maybe they all have a...
It's all about that. Now it's basically the old ancient.
Exoticizing the ancient.
Yeah. Okay, getting back to the question. So where would you do the tattoo if you had to?
Nowhere.
But just like I said, back if you had to.
Back of my leg. Or
back of
like
hamstring. Yeah. I think that's a painful area.
I would get
the
back
of the calf, rather not the hamstring.
Oh, that's probably a better idea. Yeah. Calf. Then
I would tattoo facial hair. Like I can't get the beard.
You're on another side. You don't. There's no worry about pain. You're actually looking at it aesthetically. I think this looks good.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would get. A tram stamp? No, I wouldn't. I would.
You know that shit hurts, right? When you get it, when you do it on a bone, it hurts even more. Like,
so what's the advantage of that? Why would you do that?
Why would you do the tattoo?
No, but why on the bone?
Oh, when I'm having sex with my boyfriend, he'll see it. No, I'm not gay. So
what's tram stamp again?
The gay is the least issue here. No. Why would you put a tattoo on the bloody bone?
No, I was just joking. I would probably just put it on my arm, like.
So there are people who do it.
I've heard that the most painful tattoo you can get is a tattoo on your ankle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've heard that that's the most painful.
But which
one
ankle? Mother's side, father's side? sorry. Very bad. Apologize and move on. But because it's the bone. Touching the bone. But you know, if you, even with your fingers, if you just do a little click to your ankle, it hurts.
It hurts, yeah.
It's one of those areas which has no support. You need a bra for the ankle.
A lot of nerve
that is what you work on, Silvery, and we'll become millionaires. This is our startup. An ankle bra. Call it the Brankle. I've got it. We four now own the
startup.
Yes, there you go.
Should we all get that tattooed?
Right. I think so. I have to make a point.
So down.
Yeah.
Done.
Done.
Do we have time for one more quick topic?
Yeah,
let's go.
Narendra Modi's Twitter account tweeted, "This Sunday, thinking of giving up my social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube. We'll keep you all posted."
Why?
And he tweeted that on the Monday, right?
Is it because of Doland?
No,
it's on Monday, yes.
He tweeted that on the Monday.
That's yesterday.
This Monday, 2nd of March. 1 week after Doland.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's all the autocorrect and all that happened after that is driven in.
You guys are the social media guys. You know what's happening over here, right?
Yeah.
It's Women's Day. Some woman's going to take over his account. This is what's happening.
Oh, Amit Doshi, you cracked it, brother.
It's not exactly.
You're not a
Brankle
salesman. You're much more than that.
Dude, this is not like a deep code to crack here.
Oh, well done. Now that you put it out, it does make absolute sense.
Wait, I don't understand.
March 7th, right? Women's Day?
He's saying that he's going to give it up on Sunday, Sunday, which is Women's Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sure that what will happen is that he will give it up.
For 24 hours.
Maybe Nirmala Sitharaman will
Nirmala Sitharaman is the, instead of. And it's all woman stuff. And, fair enough.
Oh, it's a social media handover.
It's just a social media handover.
Yeah.
Now I hope Rahul Gandhi doesn't bite into the bait and say I will give it up on the 6th.
Okay,
it doesn't make any sense because there's nothing attached to 6th.
Right, I'm starting to think of the conspiracy theory part of this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the conspiracy theory part of this would be we are a country which is this close to wanting to censor the internet, or we want to censor the internet, but we're unable to censor the internet. Why are we unable to censor the internet? We're unable to censor the internet because of Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, etc. This is the reason, right? That we are unable to censor.
Right.
What if on Sunday, Mr. Modi or Prime Minister Modi decides to introduce all of the Indian versions of these services like they have Chinese versions of these services? And we have the Great Firewall of India come up on Monday morning.
Wow. We desify completely.
Yes.
And destroy the globe.
Yes.
I like this evil
this is
plan.
Like conspiracy theory.
I like this plan. I'll tattoo that on my ass.
But do you think if that happens, other social networks will be banned? It'll be good if all the filth goes from
mainstream. This filtering of filth is never going to happen. We have it or we don't have it.
We're not doing any of this stuff. This
take
is just
the good
my,
with the bad. It's like your organs.
Conspiracy theory kind of this, right? If I want to be anti-Modi today, then this is the way I should be anti-Modi, I think.
I mean, how can you purify thought? Right. You can't do all this. It's pointless.
I also think it's just a matter of time till someone who Modi follows is going to kill someone. I think he's just trying to get protection from that, is what I would
say. When you're a big shot on the internet and you're a big name and people follow you one way or the other, the fallouts are always going to be heavy. What can you do? Because you've got eight followers, you've got people who misinterpret, you've got people who actually do what you say.
This is the opposite, right? He's talking about, so the thing, one of the things that is kind of interesting about the Narendra Modi account, right, is he uses who he follows as a weapon in some ways, right? It basically,
Who he follows is also somebody.
It is a thing, right? You look at there are a bunch of Twitter bios which say that followed by Narendra Modi.
That's their identity.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, like, it is...
he follows a podcast.
He does.
Yeah.
Wait, he's a regular.
He's regular. He's written three times. Mostly things like, will you shut up? Once he did mention, friend of America! But I could read the whole thing.
I hope he sends in an AMA question sometime.
Yeah. I hope he just called me Doland. What does Doland call him? Narendra. I mean, he was a beauty. Wasn't he beautiful? We haven't discussed that.
We missed it.
What he's done to Sanskrit? He's taken it back 10,000 years.
How did we miss opposition? Talking? No, we talked about the broccoli samosa.
We talked about the meeting.
We discussed. We let go of some of the pronunciations because everybody's...
We're going to fight if you start talk shit about broccoli samosa. I'm broccoli samosa.
I'm hoping that between Uttar Pradesh, the Taj Mahal and broccoli samosa, they sponsor our show. I think it's win-win for everybody. Our show is a bit like a samosa. Yes. Yeah. Tattoo that, Shreyas. Tattoo that. All right, I think we're running out of time. We have to get into the AMAs, yes. So we'll be back. But Shreyas, you have to run away for some reason. Mm-hmm. So we'll do the AMAs, just three of us.
Yeah.
Okay. Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. AMA time, and Amit alone will answer these questions,
yes,
because people have written in and said they want to hear more from Amit, because, you know, I talk nonsense and sometimes the guest is as bad. So Amit is the voice of reason, the voice of the father.
Okay.
I won't say the Führer, just the father. Let's go. What's up?
Okay, it says, Amit, how much do you bench? No, this is meant for Cyrus.
This is clearly meant for Cyrus. How much do I bench? I have two benches in my house. Is that what they're asking about?
And considering that in this country, bench is the first half of one of the most popular bad words.
Yes, it is. Oh, I bench a lot.
Yeah.
Every day you bench.
Drive a car or walk on the road and you'll bench. The war. One day I'll write a book about the war between in urban India between the pedestrian and the driver. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's another.
There are a lot of benches between them.
Yes.
Many benches.
And unfortunately, there's nothing holding them together. But I'll answer the question. Yeah. Why is he asking me how much I bench? Why do people do that? You know, anybody who thinks you work out, the first thing they say, how much you bench. They never ask how much you squat, or how much you deadlift, or how much you row. It's always bench.
But
for men, for some reason, it's like, how much you bench. Even prison films, they always show people working out on chest or arms. They'll never show them squatting or deadlifting or Romanian deadlifts. But why? There are other things that you do. In fact, how much time do you spend on your chest? One workout a week?
I have absolutely no idea.
In your case, you're the pedestrian. Well, should I answer that?
Do you want to?
So the highest I have bench is 385 for one rep, but I want to hit 400. That's my goal, because my life is so empty. That's all I can think of doing.
So is that a regular thing?
For a 48-year-old man who's 91 kilos, you know, a 400-pound bench is a decent bench.
No, I'm asking 385.
I can do 375 for one rep any day of the week, but 385 I've done only twice last year.
Okay.
There are days when, you know, the energy level is just superb.
Okay.
And you've taken enough supplementation and cheated enough. An arch back, of course, and pillow underneath in the works, because people, if it falls, you know, it takes hours to take it off. And I've got some inadequate support, I can't tell you. I don't have a good bra. For bench pressing, you must have a good bra. And bra means, you know, one bra standing here, one bra standing here. The bra should help me properly.
That's what it means.
Hey, bra, do something right.
Well, you're talking about chest, you're talking about bench. I mean,
56 inch. That's a great segue for you. Uttar Chapan. Yes, tell us about the Doland meeting.
The what meeting?
The Doland meeting.
What Doland?
It's going to be, it'll be known in history as the meeting of the Doland.
Okay.
Doland is the gentleman who came from America. His name is Donald Trump there, but here he's called Doland Trump.
You're calling it Doland. And again, we're using Doland. Bench.
No, one second. No.
There's two.
No. That's ooh. There's no ooh. It's an ooh sound. Doland. It's very different. Please understand, this is my area of expertise.
I understand
the difference, because I spend too much time with both in question.
Yes.
Moving on, Silvio.
Okay. This next question is sent in by Rohan Makkar. He says, hello to the Cyrus team.
Mm-hmm.
For Cyrus...
What an awkward pause after hello. Is it because you don't like the question, or just breathing?
No, I'm actually skipping a step because he's talking
about
something.
You're editing as you speak. You're doing a me. Yeah. Excellent. That's how I read books. Edit. Go to fifth line. Edit. Ninth line. Do you do that?
No.
Cheat read? But cheat read, most books you get the most out of it.
Well, so you speed read to an extent non-fiction, right? But fiction, I read thoroughly.
Really?
Yeah.
Fiction half the time is descriptive. Yeah. The silhouette beckoned as the silvery moon. And then, you know, seven lines is the same thing.
Isn't that part of the fun of fiction? To kind of see the play of
for you
language?
Patient motherfuckers, yes.
Like, I'll speed read through names and designations.
Why are you reading names?
I'm like, oh, this guy is this, blah, blah, blah. And then it says he did this. So I'll just go to this guy,
the
blah, blah, blah.
By data, you mean?
No, do you speed read or do you skip read?
Skip read, yeah. Okay. That's but nothing no, more.
Speed read and skip read are very similar.
Yeah. Speed read is basically you look at the pattern and you kind of move on, yeah, right? So, yeah. But you have to learn how to speed read. You can't just speed read like that. But
You can't
just decide, okay, I'm going to flip pages and I'm speed reading. Right?
You just have to edit on the spot. This is exactly what he's doing.
No, dude, speed reading.
It's what I do when people talk to me. I just edit the conversation.
When you speed read, there's a way you do it. You unfocus your eyes a little bit. I mean, like, there's an actual physical thing that you do.
I speed read. Okay. You think I'm the kind of guy who can read slowly? Fall asleep? Yeah. All right, sorry, what's the question?
Okay, he says, for Cyrus, I guess I'm the only guy who remembers Cyrus not because of his work on MTV Bakra or other TV shows. I remember him because of his character Zara Mood in the movie 99.
But that came much later. The movie was done in 2009-10.
Okay.
So, I'm guessing he's not a Bakra watcher.
Yeah, he just didn't watch TV. Film didn't come before the TV. It's like that.
I've been following the podcast from the past, and do you remember the character? And I don't know if you ever discussed this, the hilarious Zara Mood character of the film.
Yeah, but so that is a movie called 99, which we did with Kunal Khemu as the hero.
Okay.
And I think the original cast was
Khemu, the guy from Mahesh Bhatt's movie.
Correct. He's done a lot of different films, and he's also appeared on Bakra.
No, he played the Mahesh Bhatt's role, no?
I think it was in a film called Traffic, which was quite nice about beggars.
Ajay Devgan played him as an adult. He played himself as a kid, but they were both playing Mahesh Bhatt.
My God, you have too much information for me to digest. I can't handle this.
I am trying to remember.
But I think you're right. But he's done a lot of offbeat films. He's done a lot. He's quite a risky actor. He's a good, sweet guy. Yeah. We had good fun. Now it's sounding gay. Raja Hindustani.
No, Raja Hindustani is Amir Khan, dude.
Amir Khan, the shorter guy.
No, I can't. All right, it doesn't matter.
You guys take 5 minutes. I'll go to the toilet and come
back. That's okay, dude. Sometimes it's fun to think about.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, coming back to 99. So the film was made by these guys called Raj and DK. And I think Sita's in
They're the guys who made this, no?
Sure.
No, the Family Man. Really good. Second season, they just.
So here's what I like about them. See, these are engineering boys from Andhra who went to America and spent a lot of time there with jobs and stuff and then get into films. So this is the real story of artists, you know? Because they come to their art on their own. There's no godfather, there's no family. There's no background, but they find their way, and that too into Hindi cinema, which is not a natural language for them. They're both obviously Telugu and then English, and not Hindi. In fact, DK still doesn't speak any Hindi, but he's among the best filmmakers in India. So much for language. He's the famous guy who ordered Nimbu Pani in the sets of Delhi with his fingers, but he just couldn't say anything, so he went DK, what happened? So I want some lemon juice. I said, DK, there's no such thing. Not even the Brits called it lemon juice. Come what the hell. But they're fabulous. Great. I think it's great for cinema when you have people like
that. I agree.
And they are writers. First and foremost, they want to write a story. They want to tell a story. It was a complicated plot, 99, with a betting background and the cricket and blah, blah, blah. But they went and wrote many layers in it. And, you know, there's a nice plot that comes out.
That's
so when you're paying attention, the layers come out and you follow the puzzle to the end and you enjoy it then on that level. And the actors they wanted were Adnan Sami and Javed Jaffrey initially.
Okay.
And hence, he was 400 pounds. He was 400 pounds at that point.
Okay.
Adnan Sami, before they stitched everything. And I mean everything. So then when I came to the audition as the second choice, they were very disappointed I wasn't fat enough. Very rare when they say, but you're not fat. It's like how Kunal, the guy who sells cigarettes to Kunal, my friend, Fat Kunal, when Kunal gave up cigarettes and we stopped there to buy film because he also sells film at Malwahil. And he said, ha, cigarette joich. So Kunal said, nay, I stopped. Why? He was so upset that he had given up smoking.
Well,
a man who used to buy by the carton.
A lot of income, right?
Yeah.
That's actually happened to me, weirdly enough. Some casting guy called me for a shoot and he was like, dude, you lost all this weight. Now I can't cast you. So I had to go back home.
So the same
I
thing.
Lost weight.
Same thing. So they looked at me with great disappointment and said, you're not fat.
Yeah.
We wanted a fat guy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they decided to go with it and put a fat suit on, and that's another story altogether.
Okay.
But I was quite, you feel terrible all your life,
I need to see this movie actually now.
It's not a bad film. In fact,
I didn't know it was made by these guys. I really liked Family Man. I think it's the best in the series.
They're amongst the most creative people in this country by a long shot.
So, in my mind, the Family Man.
And you're basing it on Family Man. You have to see Shore, you have to see 99, you have to see. The writing and everything is very, very intricate.
I thought Family Man was the best one last year, right? Of all the series that came out. Best one.
Family Man, above Superman, above Spider-Man, above Batman.
Well, web series. Indian
above
web series.
Bradman.
Indian web series that Amit Doshi watched, which is a fairly small subject.
You racist bastard. After all that Indian web series gave in, this is a small group of low-hanging fruit that I look at.
All right, sure, web series Amit Doshi
but
watched.
But kudos to Raj, DK.
I would say web series. It's not just necessarily Indian. Okay. I mean, like of all the web series I saw, it was probably one of the best.
We'll leave it there. I just want to say a shout-out to them because I think they're really talented
guys. They were.
They met at the Promax Awards, which were hosted by, me. And they won a bunch of awards there as well. And they're really nice guys. You know, they're like nice guys. They've had a lot of success, but they've remained the same. DK still can't speak Hindi. And they fight and argue like, you know, any other couple. Okay. But they're great. Superb.
Awesome. Gaurav, we should try and get them on the show.
We have to get them. Raj, DK, come on our show.
Yes.
God, I think I'm in love now. I've spoken so well about anyone in my life. Okay, is that enough?
This is one more?
One more, chalo.
Okay. Big hello from Thane. Says Kanchan Shetty.
One second, this is South Bombay boys are reeling. Give me a second. Of course, Thane. I did a show there.
Last
I didn't
want
to. No, I went last year. There
you
was a marathon year? For which okay. I had to anchor things and all.
I also went.
But I went at 5:30 in the morning, bro. So Thane was 15 minutes. 15 bloody minutes.
Yeah. I went like 4 weeks ago. My uncle passed away, right? So after that, I went to Thane once. And it was that fast. It was because again very early.
Also,
I was there like I had to
also,
be there like 7:30.
Do you realize that they're rubbing our nose in it? Huh? It's a little more organized. It looks a little
it's
prettier.
So bigger.
Everything is bigger.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you say, "Oh, I'm Walkeshwar boy." Wow, Walkeshwar boy. We are the backward people of India.
Yeah,
we South Bombay and where we live, we are the backward people.
Dude, our neighborhood is the worst. You know how long it takes us?
You can't have a marathon there.
Do you know how long it takes me to get from like Nepensi Road to my house? Like yesterday.
I mean, don't even
Nepensi Road to my house.
I told you that day. He's lost now. Uh-huh. I told you that day we walked up Siri Road. Me, yeah. I hate walking because it took 7 minutes to walk up and reach home vis-a-vis 45 minutes in a cab.
Well, yeah,
forget
go.
It, brother.
Yeah. It's not ridiculous.
Thane, we salute you. You are lucky, guys. Wherever you are in Bombay, you're lucky. As long as you're not between Walkeshwar and Nepensi Road, where we live. The garib of India. And garib not so much in money terms, but garib in terms of everything else. Because
they're
sucking our lives out of us.
Dude, every road is dug. Oh. I had to walk to somebody's house recently.
Yeah.
Dude, it was like, you know, it's literally an adventure.
You better keep your eyes on the road, bro.
Yeah,
and you're walking. When they say eyes on the road, you're walking, nothing else.
Yeah.
But I also remember one thing, there doesn't seem to be any change. The change is only more. Mm-hmm. You know, the more infrastructure collapse, more. And there's no space for us to do anything.
We're getting bigger buildings around all over the place. And no.
I'm moving to Thane. What's his name again?
I think
Kanchan Shetty.
Kanchan, I'm coming. This sounds terrible. Mr. Shetty, I'll be there. Sounds better. More civil.
Kanchan could be a.
Kanchan is normally a girl.
It could be either one.
Can it be a boy?
I think it's a girl.
So Kanchan, normally I've heard girl, but there's
No, this one is definitely a girl. Her.
Then Mr. Shetty is wrong. I need to read the whole thing. Miss Shetty. Oh, let's just say Shetty. I'm coming. Amitabh Bachchan in Trishul. Is there a villain called Shetty in that, if I remember?
In
Come
Trishul?
On, Mr. Hindi film.
Yeah, of course there is.
There you go.
Of course there
the bald guy.
The
Amit.
Bald guy.
There
yes,
you
he was
go.
In, he's the villain in so many of these
so
movies.
So many pictures.
He was in Dawn. He was in
Mr.
Natwalal.
Yes, it is him.
Mukaddar Ka Sikandar.
It is him.
He's in all kinds
he
of
He moved
stuff.
From one set to another. Shot on the same day. All right. What's the question?
Okay. Big hello from Thane. Yes, Thane. Hi, Sahib Ji. Huge fan since forever. My question. How do you talk so much nonstop? Where do you get so much content from? My husband is also a Bawa and he has nothing to say ever.
Wow.
Love Kanchan.
It's a girl. See now that was important from all that. Yeah. I think a question, of course, is not as interesting as our diatribe.
Right.
Our diatribe was more fun. So we just have to ignore the question. I mean, how do you answer something like that? Why do you talk so much? How do you talk so much? Who can answer that? It's in the water. Because I think we're so frustrated back in South Mumbai that we just keep talking and screaming and shouting and nobody hears us. We are only much louder. Have you heard of them?
Yeah.
Only much louder?
Yeah.
They take 20%, brother. Be very careful. Yeah, so she's got a Baba who doesn't talk. So I think in Parsis, there's a lot of extremes. They're very obsessive Parsis and they're very quiet Parsis. They're very, you know, extroverted, very introverted. Mm. There's, you know, gregarious, very ungregarious. Not so much grey area, middle ground. I maybe that's wrong to say about a whole community, but I feel there's a lot of that.
I think that's true for most communities.
Yeah.
People are either gregarious or not.
Yeah. The middle path is not being followed by anybody, not in this country, ladies and gentlemen. Peace to all. Shanti, auntie. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter, on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.